export cigarette. I don't believe I ever saw him without a cocktail in his hand. No one swings his horn to the big band voodoo band. Big old alley cat with his pinstripe suit and a big bad voodoo hat. I don't believe I ever saw him without a kitten on his head. And no one swings his horn to the big bad voodoo band. Hey, Mr. Pinstripe Suit. Hey, Mr. Heidi, Heidi Ho. Well, I know you got the answers. We all wanna know. Mr. Winged Shoes. Hey, Mr. Always on the go. Well, I know you got the answers. We all wanna know,
and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, April 27th, 2024. I'm Luigi with American Branch of the Poor News Network. We're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about make Walmart 24 hours again. Then it's happening. Glow Nigger White Nationalist Group, PSYOP, underway. In Charleston, West Virginia. Then, for the penultimate thread, yin imploding, and for the finale, 392 bodies found in mass graves, slaughtered execution style, with hands tied behind their backs by the IDF. That's the show. Thank you for joining me.
Let's get into it, shall we? First,
make Walmart 24 hours again. It's bullshit they used the plandemic as an excuse to discontinue 24/7 Walmarts everywhere in America. What's worse is the 11 p.m. is a terrible closing time. Dude, you get 11 p.m.s? Holy fuck, I only get like 8 p.m.s and 9 p.m.s and less p.m.s here. Old people don't sleep very long. It's a terrible closing time. Millions of Americans have had their lives and routines upended by the decisions of the millionaire, billionaire corporate execs at Walmart. I used to always go at 1 or 2 a.m. because I didn't have to deal with dozens of people in every aisle. Same here, Anon. The death of the 24-hour Walmart was the death for autists and incels and introverts everywhere. It's a loss that is felt still. Just seems like laziness, really. Laziness. Open up, Walmart! Britbong says, bro can't get his $1 hot dog with all the free sloppings at 2 a.m. anymore. I'm so sorry. The $1 hot dog, Nathan hot dogs are pretty delicious. They're pretty good. remember good times in 2012 going to McDonald's, Brighton, completely baked. Good times. Here in Canada, Walmart's close at 10 p.m. now. Almost nothing is 24 hours anymore. The only things open 24 hours are McDonald's and some gas stations. Even the Costco here isn't 24 hours anymore. It seems like the competency crisis and diversity crisis permeates every facet of our society. The real victim of the pandemic, the KFC buffet. Bring that back, I might consider paying taxes again to KFC and a buffet. That must have been super specific to certain places. Random. Walmart says they used to let you sleep overnight. That was actually an edict by one of the owners, but niggers ruined it. Almost nigh every Walmart I go to lets you stay there, park overnight. I mean, honestly, you just park in the parking lot and you sleep in the car, and then if someone bothers you, whatever, just move. It's just, what are they gonna do, really? Gonna wake you up, ask you to leave, tow you, whatever. Next thread. It's happening. Glow nigger white nationalist PSYOP underway in Charleston, West Virginia. Feds. Oh, God, Patriot Front. It is so infuriating. The endless shouts of feds. The only feds there have ever been are these guys. 4chan detected these stupid idiots, these stupid feds, and these were the feds. Okay, whenever someone shouts feds, because they want to be us when we fucking spotted these feds. Okay, we spotted these feds, we laughed at these feds, ha ha ha, we had a good time. Okay, all you normie fucks are late to the party and you're just shouting fed at everything. You look like a fucking fool, you look like an idiot. Fucking retard. Retards. Okay, these are feds. Do you see the guns in their pockets? The rockets in their pockets? You see the matching glasses? You see the haircuts. You see the buffetiness. Okay, it's very easy to see feds and spot feds. Okay, these are not feds. This is an organic fucking movement that probably has feds in it. Who cares? Stop yelling feds. This America says feds are working overtime to promote this group. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself and every boomer that says, take the mask off so we can see who you are. Go fuck yourself. You're an idiot, and everyone like you is an idiot. Oh good, people were hating on Jews a little too much for my comfort. Glad these guys are back. People being dumb. If they weren't glow niggers would be on the roof to snipe them. That's exactly what it... the sniper's on the roof of the university pointing sniper rifles at students for protesting Israel and genocide. That's the real problem everyone should be looking at. Any group who organizes in the interests of whites is a fed. Rock bottom intelligence. Dude, that's it. Sub 20 IQ. Sub 20 IQ wanting to be special. Wanting to be 4chan when we caught the feds. Well, guess what? It's too late now. It's too late. You're late to the show and you look like a fucking idiot. They're fit white males, must be feds. Feds in reality, but you're fucking overweight. Karens, exactly. Luke says Antifa does the same thing. Why don't they call them feds? I'm sure they would if they organized in some sort of group-like fashion. But Antifa does a lot of shadow-type things where they lurk in the shadows or when riots form, they're kind of like in the back ranks, pulling up the rear. That's what they're doing. They've dressed in all black. They're trying to stay under... They're kind of trying to stay under the radar until they do the act of violence. I mean, when... I think it was James O'Keefe that went undercover and they wanted him to bring weapons to some riot or some shit. Got him on video asking for weapons of some sort. So, definitely violent. What a weird and funny body type. His shoulders look like Elliot Page. Yeah, it's called he's not injecting steroids and it's also like a fish lens. This is like some weird lens on this phone. Pump your tits. Caring about getting doxxed in green texts. National and fails today because you cowards want to be anonymous. You faggots don't deserve to win when you're that much of a bitch. Dude, go fuck yourself. Seethe and cope, Kike. Seethe and cope that you can't fucking dox people and ruin their lives and take their jobs away. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Show your face to the police so you get doxxed by leftists and journalists. Go fuck yourself. Fasher says, I'd be happy if Patriot Front took control of the U.S. government. I would be too, man. It'd be a step in the right direction, really. U.S. government's a bitch. U.S. government almost got toppled by a bunch of fucking boomers with no guns. A bunch of fucking unarmed boomers toppled over the government on January 6th. A bunch of fucking unarmed boomers. It's fucking embarrassing. Imagine if they were all armed. It'd be fucking over. Be fucking over. And that's what they're scared of. They're scared that people will realize that it'd be fucking over instantly. Instantaneously. What are they gonna do? Fire tank rounds into a crowd of people? Good luck with that. Good luck with the fucking optics of that, Joe Biden. Mass slaughtering of crowds of people. Good luck with that. Yeah. There'd be no way to spin it because the government would be fucking toppled. Be done. Be an actual government overthrow. Be an actual January 6th. Next thread, Ian imploding. It's literally over. Global economy is fucked. This is the USD to yen. Almost a 2% difference from 5 days ago. That's pretty good. No, my stash of yen is now valueless. Well, not really valueless, just worth less. It means the US dollar is worth a lot right now in Japan. It means I could go to Japan and get a lot of money. Get a lot of money. Good. Yeah, more. More. Good for Lou, I guess. Kind of. I guess bad for Japan. Japan's getting fucked to prop up our stock market for just a little bit longer. This is fucking great for buying Wii merch from Japan. It's like they're giving it away. Exactly. Yes. Muni. Yen against CHF. You could almost double what you bought 4 years ago. Yeah, crazy. It's imploding in on itself right now. Man, I should book a trip just to treat the escorts like I do the cheap whores on the beach road in Thailand. Dude, I was looking up the whores. It was only like $200. $200 for, fuck, like 2 hours of whore. Fuck yeah, 2 hours of fucking whores, yeah. $200. Yeah. I'll buy two of them. I'll have a twofer. I'll have a threesome. Hot Japanese waifus, yes. You can now get a JK Japanese Soapland girl for only a few more dollars than a Thai whore. All while enjoying a first world environment at a bargain. Oh my god. Fuck. Shit. I should go have a sex vacation, yes. Japan has fallen in price of 12-10 escorts.
Yeah.
Damn. Look at all these cheap whores just standing here. Wow. All of these are whores you could just fuck. Japan, you're so silly. Is the yen a canary in a coal mine? Nah. Eh. Zoom out. What? It's nearing worsities that haven't been seen since the old crisis, the old crash? Great job making a 3% move look like implosion, fucking retard. 3% is decent. It's just another statistic to look at while everything is about to crumble, buddy. The yen will go back to the status quo once Trump gets reelected and the global economy gets hit by the same shock it did in 2016. I kind of agree, but if the stock market doesn't crash before Trump's elected, it'll sure as fuck crash after. I'm in Japan right now and just bought a SCAR 18 with a 4090 for 3,000 USD. Money here is a monopoly tier right now. By the way, I'm a Brazilian macaco and this computer costs over 7,000 USD in my country. Time to buy cheap Beyblades. Two Beyblades, yes. You can get Japanese cheese Beyblades right from Japan before they're even released in America. You get the full metal Beyblades with the let it rips, auto rippers, yes. I need one. Fashy says in Russia, hookers are like $40. Yeah, but they're not hot Japanese whammens. 12 out of 10s. Fuck. Fuck by totally fucking Yakuza whores. Yakuza whores. Rolling. I definitely want to go visit Japan so badly. I want to visit Japan so badly. Maybe one day I'll get to. One day I hope I will get to visit. Next thread, finale of the day. 392 bodies found in mass graves, slaughtered execution style with hands tied by IDF. 400 bodies found in one mass grave in Gaza. More than half had their hands tied behind their backs and were then shot and shoved into the ditch. 20 bodies were confirmed to have been buried alive. IDF lined the women and children up side by side and then shot them in the head. With their legs and hands tied behind their backs, and then attempted to cover it up. Ah, oh, Beast, I can't believe they find these things. Some of them were dragged from the hospital beds and were executed in their hospital gowns. Ha ha, you fucked. We know it to be true. We know it to be true. Damn it. Dude, sloppy job, Mossad. Sloppy fucking job, Mossad. You forgot to hide the genocide, you silly goose. Silly gooses. IDF buried at least 20 bodies alive. They buried them alive. Evil itself. They wanted out and to get one of the supply trucks and were killed by Hamas. It's obvious, unironically. You're so silly, Kaikish German. You're so silly. No, 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 no. It's a mass grave from kikes that we're burying. Like, look, here's a dead child. Here's a dead child. Look, its brain doesn't fit together. Its head is broken apart. Oh, and look, here's a Palestinian child with a bone coming out of its leg. Look at that. There's a bone coming out of its leg. Wow, that kid's probably dead now. Tanyanon says, Jews accuse others of what they are guilty of. You are correct. You are accurate. They're evil itself. They're evil itself. Lies like these are exactly why I won't get on the Free Palestine bandwagon. Both liars should genocide each other. Go fuck yourself, man. I'll take propaganda on the other direction any day of the week. It's probably like 90% true. It's probably like 90% true. Who cares if it's like 80% true? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's true. It's true enough. It's true enough. Dio says, I don't think they were running for supplies with their hands tied behind their backs. No, they were running for supplies, and then the IDF got them and then tied their hands behind their backs or something such as that, you see. Half of them had their hands tied behind their backs. Maybe those were stationary, and the other ones were running towards the supplies. Who knows? There's so many delightful options. Luke says, Palestinian kids are just dead nigger baby, but sad instead of the funniest shit ever. No, it's all funny. Dead sand niggers are funny as well. It's all funny, Luke. It's all funny. It's all fun. Dead sand nigger babies is just as funny as dead nigger babies. It's the exact same funniness level. Remember the 6 gorillion beheaded babies? Dude, my grandfather still thinks there's 20 beheaded babies. He still thinks that's real. And if I tell him right now that no, they did it to the Palestinians, he just wouldn't believe me. He wouldn't believe me, even though it's true. That's what they do. They accuse others of what they themselves are doing. And then when they get accused, they've already accused them. It's a trick the Democrats do a lot as well. Chamal says 33,000 dead are women and children. Exactly. 33,000 dead women and children. They blew up every hospital in Gaza. Every single hospital was blown up to smithereens. They've committed every war crime. They hit kids with white phosphorus. It's fucking awful, man. It's hell on earth there. And how any boomer could defend that in any way, at any level, is beyond the veil. Spiegel says, not my problem.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking dead sand niggers, who cares?
This Indian says, how do you know this is the work of kikes and not the sand niggers themselves? Dude, why would they fucking, why would Palestinians mass grave themselves, you fucking moron? What the fuck? Yeah, the Palestinians killed their own and then buried them in a grave. That's far more likely than the fucking Israelis that just invaded Gaza and blew it to smithereens. Just use your fucking brain for 2 seconds. This Philippine Anon says, Israel needs to be nuked, simple as. I wish so badly that Israel would just be nuked off the face of the goddamn planet, just vaporized, gone, before it could retaliate, before it could launch its nukes, before America even knew what the fuck happened. I wish just one day it was just vaporized off the goddamn planet, gone, forever not our problem, forever gone, forever the Holy Land vaporized into ash, so we don't have to worry about it anymore. It's just pain, suffering, endless fighting over a stupid temple, gone instantly with a single nuclear missile. Very simple. Someone needs to do it for the world. It needs to be done for the for the planet Earth. To bring the planet together again. To fix the world. Hiroshima, Nagasaki will be dust in the wind to whatever Israel is when it's nuked off the face of the fucking planet. And that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Nuke Israel off the fucking face of the planet Earth. Multiple nukes. Hit Tel Aviv, hit Jerusalem, at least. Have a wonderful day. I love you all. Bye bye.
Hey Siri, call 911. Call 911. Emergency. Oh my gosh. Help.
I don't know an emergency.
Help me, please. I crashed my flying machine.